Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, guys, good morning. Welcome to our creative meeting on GTA 6. I'm so excited to be working on this video game with you all. If you don't know me, my name is Amala Ebenobi, she, her, hers, and I've been hired as your diversity consultant. And we're going to get to that. But today, I just want ideas. I just want ideas of what we can do with GTA 6. Now, today's meeting is all about ideas. I want you guys to throw them at me. How do we bring diversity into GTA 6? I'm gonna start, but I just wanna let you know, if you're a white male listening right now, maybe you sit this meeting out. You've spoken for all of history. So we're gonna allow other people to give their ideas. Now, number one for me, I'm thinking in GTA 6, no violence committed against marginalized identities.
No.
Only violence against white people. Only violence against males. Only violence against heterosexuals. You see what I'm thinking here? Another one. Maybe all the prostitutes in GTA 6 should be men. We're so used to seeing women in these positions of vulnerability. It's about time we showed men in that light for a change. And just one more so you guys get where I'm coming from. We want to think radically. You know, the defund the police movement has been really hot, and I'm thinking no police in GTA 6. Right? Right, guys? And now we're gonna throw it over to you. And remember, no white males, so don't even bother raising your hand. Let's start the meeting. You guys know that wokeness is everywhere. Hollywood and movies, sports, companies are engaging with the woke agenda, schools are engaging with it, and now we have some insane videos that are circulating on the internet that show just how bad it's getting in gaming. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.
Guys, before we get into this video, big shout out to all my patrons on Patreon who fuel the work that I do here. I don't think these platforms like that we're talking about the woke influence in all of these different institutions, so hopefully we're here to stay, but thank you for your support in the meantime. Now, today we're going to be talking about the gaming industry, and I sort of became aware of this issue by finding all these different clips on Twitter that were going viral of just how woke the gaming industry is behind the scenes. They're having many a conversation about how to highlight marginalized identities and put DEI at the forefront of the work they do rather than quality when it comes to the games they're creating. Now let's get into video one that is highlighting this new reality within gaming.
We work very hard to get marginalized talent into the industry to protect them the way that we would want to have been protected, to lift them up and to get them into an industry where they're too often shut out. And basically, I think to take over, take over, take over, take over,
take over
in the hopes that some really dope people will be able to lead into kind of a new era for an industry that's been kind of, you know, the same way too long.
All right, you heard it here first, folks. We need more marginalized identities within the realm of gaming because apparently there are not enough and they have been shut out. I personally have not heard of any sort of forced segregation within the gaming industry, but I guess it's all coming to light now. We are keeping people of color and trans people and women out of gaming, and forcefully so. Now, this is news to me. I thought that anybody who wanted to play games or even develop them was capable of doing exactly that. But apparently there are some some sort of secret racialized, genderized segregation happening behind the scenes within the gaming industry. At least that's the narrative that is being shared in these clips. And coincidentally, this is coming out of a company known as Sweet Baby Inc., which is known for their narrative development and consultation within the gaming industry. And if you go to their website, it says, "Our mission is to tell better, more empathetic stories while diversifying and enriching the video game industry. We aim to make games more engaging, more fun, more meaningful, and more inclusive for everyone." And while this sounds so sweet and wonderful to have more inclusive video games, we know exactly what that means. They're forcing a woke agenda into an industry that does not want it. And when I say force, I mean force. Let's see this next clip coming from the same woman out of Sweet Baby Inc. This is their CEO, Kim Belair, in a clip from 2019 in, of all places, of course, San Francisco, where she talks about how she gets these companies to actually value inclusion in their projects.
If you're a creative working in AAA, which I did for many, many years, put this stuff up to your higher-ups, and if they don't see the value in what you're asking for when you ask for consultants, when you ask for research, go have a coffee with your marketing team and just terrify them with the possibility of what's going to happen if they don't give you what you want.
Ah, yes. That beautiful form of inclusion where we literally terrify people into doing what it is that we want them to do. Sounds so wonderful. Now, Sweet Baby Inc. has managed to get its hands on several a video game company doing these consultations and then pushing diversity, equity, and inclusion. The web goes out so far that somebody actually decided to track all the different companies that Sweet Baby Inc. was consulting for. A gamer decided to create a list of all the different games that had been influenced by the ideology of Sweet Baby Inc., and this list went viral. It was made pretty clear by the gaming community that this was an unwanted influence within their games, and instead of taking accountability for their actions, Sweet Baby Inc.'s CEO, co-founder, and many of their employees accused these gamers of starting a far-right conspiracy theory and doxing and threatening them. Sweet Baby Inc.'s co-founder, David Bedard, hopped on LinkedIn and posted, "For the past 4 months, my company has been targeted by a far-right harassment campaign conspiracy theory. This is a tough situation for me and the co-founder, our entire team, and our collaborators." You can read the rest and pause if you'd like to, but at the bottom he says, "Check in on your marginalized colleagues and friends in this industry. Make sure they're okay. Let them know that they are loved and that they are appreciated, that they are welcome, and that they are talented. Tell them you're not going to let this kind of hate push them out of the industry. Tell them that things like this won't scare all of their community away, that they are protected, that they have a place here. Now more than ever, I'd be really grateful if you did that." So here you have a very common leftist tactic. When you receive backlash, just call that backlash hatred or a harassment campaign, and that sort of safeguards you from further criticism. In this case, I don't think it's going to work. People are waking up to what these companies are doing, the influence that they're having on companies through their consultations, and they don't want it, especially in their games. Now, Sweet Baby Inc. is clearly doing some PR cleanup here, trying to step back from some of the allegations that are being made against the company, and here's an article from Kotaku that states that. The headline is, "Sweet Baby Inc. doesn't do what some gamers think it does. No, one company is enforcing diversity into all of your favorite video games." No, it's not one company. It is many. Sweet Baby Incorporated just happens to be one of them. Now, when we check in on the author of this article who is defending Sweet Baby Inc., Alyssa Mercant, we find some very interesting things when it comes to her digital footprint. Let's look. Alyssa in 2021 tweeted out, "More white people need to get their ass beat on the regular." When she was called out for her racism, she doubled down by making this her Twitter header. "Hi, you can't be racist against white people. Thanks for tuning in." And she even did us the favor of signing it with her name. So I have a feeling this is a biased article defending Sweet Baby Inc. And in case you need more examples of this sort of woke agenda playing out in the video gaming industry, let's hear from a non-binary video game developer who works for Cliffhanger Games and has been hired to work on Marvel's Black Panther video game.
"I have a team of 21 right now for Validate. It's a pretty big team. It's a crazy big team for indie games. But who is your team? Validate has a team of mostly all people of color. We have no white people on our team. I did that because I wanted to create a safe environment. And I know the best way for an environment to be safe is to be around people who are just like me. And I'm not saying that white people in the industry are creating safe, unsafe environments. I'm not saying that. That is not what I'm saying. I am saying that sometimes it is hard to work with white people because they think that something may be okay, but it was really a microaggression. And no one wants to deal with that while you're trying to make a game that they love.
Or maybe you've seen this clip from the company Dove that has launched its Real Virtual Beauty campaign, where it partners with multiple companies within the video gaming industry to promote female representation. Rattle off example after example after example, but you get the gist. This is yet another industry that has been infiltrated by the woke left, and they are quite literally forcing this ideology into your video games and into your entertainment. And even though the general consensus seems to be that this is unwanted ideology, it still is prevailing. Now, why is that? It seems as though these companies are getting tax breaks and funding for allowing this ideology and dogma to be included in the video games that they are producing. And they're deciding to take that shortcut to more money, as game developing is extremely expensive, rather than taking actual time to create something of quality and maybe get the money elsewhere. So if your video games are starting to feel a little bit weird, like there's some sort of message they're trying to promote to you, or they're trying to get you to think or feel a certain thing, it's probably because they're doing exactly that. It's the same sort of branches of the ESG tree that are hitting all of the other major industries within our world. It's been made abundantly clear that gaming is no exception. They know that there are millions upon millions of people who are engaging with video games every single day, and that is a new ideological frontier for them. They want their hands on every single sphere of influence that they can possibly reach, and it's no coincidence that video games are largely played by young people with malleable minds. The earlier they can catch people with these sort of ideas, the more likely they are to believe them, and believe them in the long term. So yeah, you're not crazy. This is truly happening behind the scenes. But luckily, people are coming forward, they're tracking this, they're speaking out against it, they're telling these companies that this is not something that they want. And that, for me, is a major silver lining. If we keep pushing back, we keep calling it out, we keep letting people know that this is happening, hopefully one day it will go away. Because again, the general consensus is that people do not want this. Not in their entertainment, not in their sports, not in their company slogans, not in their products, not in their schools. So we need to continue to be vocal about that reality, even in virtual reality. But guys, I'd like to hear your thoughts on the topics we discussed in today's video. Drop them down below. As always, I encourage healthy debate. So if you disagree with anything that was said, duke it out, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day. And I will see you next time. Bye, guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.